Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of PolitiTalk with Lane Palmer. So this is going to be the first episode of Season 3. As you are probably no doubt aware, if you are a frequent listener, it has been a while since I have posted an episode. I think the last episode I posted was June the 4th of 2021. I personally did not intend for that to be the last episode that I posted of the year, but needless to say, 2021 was quite an interesting year for me personally. And to be honest, I just didn't feel as though that I really wanted to discuss anything political with so much personal things going on in my life at the time. And I just needed a break, and I think everyone needed a break, to be honest, just from anything political. Around June is actually when things were starting to look up with the coronavirus. I can only speak for Ohio, but our numbers, you know, especially in July, were around only 200 new cases a day. So it kind of seemed like things were starting to slowly, progressively get back to a little bit of normalcy. We didn't have to wear masks anymore going into any stores or anything like that. We didn't need to socially distance. I had seen a drag show that July. One of my favorite drag queens of all time, Adore Delano, had come in through Columbus, and I was able to see her and quite possibly sneak into the meet and greet. But that's a story for another time. But yeah, this is going to be the start of Season 3 for the podcast, and I'm shocked that I've even gotten this far. I wanted to first in this episode go over some of the amazing things that we accomplished last year with the shortened season that we had. On January the 7th, we released our first episode of the year, Terror in the Capital, featuring my friend Riley. Gosh, that was crazy, right? Like the Capitol riot, it just seems like such a far off memory, and yet it hasn't even been fully a year since the posting of this episode. I'd had a lot of growth in followers last year, up 40% from where we were on the first year. In 2021, you know, there were 19 fans who listened to my podcast more than any other podcast across all of the platforms, which is saying a lot. I don't know why people listen to this one more than others, but hey, you know what? You know, you do your thing. Three fans listened to most of my episodes. These were people who listened to every single episode, actually. I had three people who listened to all of my episodes last year, which, thank you, the three people who did that. You're amazing. Globally, this podcast is global. It was listened to in so many other countries. It says here that 36% of your fans listened between the hours of 5 p.m. and 11 p.m., making it the most popular time to unwind at the end of the day. I completely understand. I love recording episodes actually at the end of my workday. It just kind of allows me to decompress certain thoughts that I've had throughout the day, because I do, you know, watch and listen to the news throughout my workday. I know that I shouldn't because it stresses me out, but I can't help it. It says I released 312 minutes of content across 8 episodes. And then finally, the last statistic here, it was listened to in over 10 countries. So obviously not just the United States, but elsewhere as well. This was the Spotify Wrapped. So for those of you who don't know, Spotify also gives you a kind of wrapped if you have a podcast on their platform as well. So you can kind of see really cool views and statistics. Now, of course, that is just for Spotify. I did try to find more data across all the other platforms. But thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening, not only to my unique perspective, but the perspective of the other guests who have come on my podcast as well. I had eight guests last season. And then just two, I think, solo podcasts that I did. Thank you so much for all of the 8 people that came on last season. I definitely am still, I actually have a lot of people who actually potentially want to also listen or sorry, be interviewed, be interviewed this year, especially because it is a midterm election year. So if y'all thought we were done with the elections back when 2020 happened, nope, we're right in the thick of getting ready for another cycle. In fact, I've already started seeing political ads advertised just kind of on YouTube and other places like that. So yeah, we are in a midterm cycle, and I gotta be honest, I'm a little nervous. I was actually just watching some news today about data that was coming out of polls, but of course we shouldn't listen to the polls because they get a lot of things wrong. But essentially what they're saying is that they still kind of expect Republicans to win big, but not by as big of a margin as we initially thought it would be. And that is something that is a little surprising to me because I was, again, operating under the impression that Republicans would actually do a really good job. Obviously, that has yet to be seen. I think there's just a lot of people out there who maybe aren't as enthused to vote for Joe Biden, his policies, or even Democrats this time around in the midterms because there are so many things that this administration has promised that they have not necessarily kept for one reason or another. And that really sits with people, and that makes people really not enthused to go out and vote, especially in a midterm election year, unfortunately. So hopefully with my podcast, I can not only influence people to go out and allow their voices to be heard, but kind of discuss certain ideas and topics that I may not even have a perspective on for my own. I love obviously interviewing people from all different types of backgrounds when it comes to politics. So I hope I can continue to do that this year and shed some insight on things that involve the midterms moving forward. So again, this was kind of just an episode to kind of let you guys know where we're headed for season three. I do intend on posting a lot more regularly than I have been. So thank you so much for continuing to stand by me and listen to this. And then I'm just really excited to just kind of jump back into things and start interviewing people again. And yeah, feel free to, of course, leave any comments or suggestions that you have on the various apps that you have. You can also reach out to social media. PolitiTalk with Lane Palmer does have a Facebook page, so you can definitely keep updated in regards to that as well. But again, thank you all so much for such a wonderful 2021, and I am super excited to see where 2020 takes us as a channel. So thank you again so much.